Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Chicago Bears Roundtable here in the Chicago Bears Network studios. Jeff Joniak here with Tom Thayer, Larry Mayer, the senior writer from ChicagoBears.com, and our special guest today, Bears tight end, Emory Moorhead, Evanston born and bred. Good for you to join us today. I guess Tom has your digits, and he brought you in, huh?
Yeah, he's been trying to get me to come in, and I finally got some time.
So. What the heck else you got going on? You're a retired
it's
NFL
Christmas
player.
Time.
It's Christmas time.
And retired.
And you know what? NFL real estate salesman.
That's what I'm saying. I was joking that because you have never, ever simmered down, have you? You just need to work.
Well, I just retired in April, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
After 27 years. And enjoying myself now. But still very busy, though.
You know, we never had the luxury of thinking that we are just going to retire from football. No. It was about the entire time you're playing football, you're thinking about what am I going to do after football. And it was weird because even at the time, we were kind of discouraged to become assistant coaches because they weren't getting paid great and they had extreme amount of hours. So Coach Stanfield always says, you know, think about other things you want to do. What other topics do you enjoy?
You got to talk like Dick, though.
I know.
Pull that off. How would he say it?
He slips
Come
into
on,
us
how
and
would
gives
he
us
say
a
it?
Little...
You know,
he
just
does
give
it.
Us
he
a
does
taste.
It. He really does it
doesn't
really
he
well.
Do it well?
Yeah, he does
give
it really
us a taste.
Well.
Give us a taste.
Well, I will. But I'm admiring the advice of Coach Stanfield of being serious. But nowadays, if you would have understood what coaches could possibly get paid, we might have thought about getting coaching. Like your son, Aaron, who was also a Super Bowl winner with Indianapolis, is now an assistant coach on the NCAA level.
Yeah, he's at Virginia Tech. And Coach Stanfield, you know, he was a great guy. And one thing I remember about Coach Stanfield, when we were going to the Super Bowl the night before, he goes, you know, he says, you guys, he says, forget about the money. He says, you got to get the ring. And it was so true.
It's like getting a diploma in college. It's important to get the diploma. The football career is great and the trophies you're going to get and all the extra swag. But, again, if you go to college and you get a diploma, it's like getting a ring and playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Did you know that you wanted to go into real estate as a player late in your career?
Well, what happened was, actually, after the Super Bowl, I knew I was in my ninth year, so I figured, you know, it's not going to be much more glory left in this game after winning the Super Bowl. And so I got into real estate and decided to sell the last 3 years in the off season. And like Tom said, we were all working or doing something in the off season. And assistant coaches also at the Super Bowl, they were more excited than us because they were literally doubling their salary by the winning the three games that we won. And now today, these guys, these assistant coaches, you know, coordinators are making $2 million, and it's quite lucrative to be a coach today.
Yeah. Would you ever think about bringing Larry aboard as a mentor in the real estate business?
Larry?
That might be something he could do on the side. Maybe he could pick up where you left off.
He's the webmaster.
You know, the beauty of this, Larry, is because we've been doing this for a lot of years, and you've been affiliated with the team for a very long time, is the relationships with guys like Emory and Tom. But all these 85 Bears, really, you've stayed in touch with, and they're all only too happy to come and share their stories, and they never get old.
Absolutely not, and it was what a special team. And I know we've talked about this before, but going to the White House a few years ago
it's great.
With the 85 Bears was just incredible, and hearing, just watching them get together. And I know Tom's obviously always around, but some of the guys aren't. And when you guys got together, I just remember in the parking lot, it was like you guys had just seen each other the day before. It was unbelievable just to witness that.
I was talking about it last night. I was doing an event with Kyle Fuller, and we talked about going to the White House. And I'm glad we did it as older adults because I don't think we would have respected it or enjoyed it as much as when we are a young, crazy group. We are old, crazy men when we went.
They might have kicked you guys out.
Yeah.
I know.
They might have said, hey, this is not going to work.
Well, you know, the funny thing about doing that, even though it was 25 years later, everybody kind of reverted to who they were
back
like
into character.
25 years ago. You know, McMahon comes on, he's got the outfit, and you know, just like going back into time.
Mongo's telling dirty jokes right as we get on the airplane. McMahon's got a real inappropriate shirt on underneath his suit.
In the middle of the meeting, the president, he goes, hey, do you think I could go up and spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom? And President Obama says, no, and keep an eye on it.